Will you turn and face this way, please? I apologize for being tardy. Here's my rationalization. You all practice custody of the eyes. You all look at me. I had to change my look. But, to be clear, that's all that happened. And for those who were involved in our project at the new internet cafe for the monastery, we did get the furniture back in. So, all right. So I think what we would like to know. No, I want to say something first, and I'm sure we would say this again, but I doubt that any of you, except those of you who live here, know how much what happened today means for us. I was looking at it. And, you know, you could say, oh, it would have taken us forever to get this. No, it wouldn't have. We would have never gotten it done. I mean, that's just, we just wouldn't. You know, it just goes on to someday we'll, gosh, I hope we, you know, we're challenged to get the weeding done. And you can see why. I mean, there's a lot of weeds to weed eat here. And so what happened in the garden today,
amazing.
Yeah, amazing. That shipping that we've been trying to get done for months and months and months. And, of course, I was telling the folks who were working on the internet cafe,
would you like that?
Doesn't it imply that there's going to be like a walk-in machine? There won't be. I mean, again, that's desperation time. You know, people are going to be up there working in what you saw in the garden, which is really depressing. You know, there you are trying to work at your computer with a dark mask on. So our gratitude is just boundless. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Now, personally, I happen to think it's the most fun a human being can have. But I realize I might be a little skewed when it comes to that. I'm not certain. But I just think it's so much fun. And all this stuff happens. So grand. But enough about me. So how about, yes,
Ashwin? And you have to fit it all into one day.
Yeah. All into one day. Exactly. It is going to pour from now on. Okay? This was our day. And it got done. We'd have just dawdled if we'd had all week.
I just wanted to say about the garden that not only does it look better, but I know that living things know when they're cared for. So it's more than that it looks better, it feels better.
Yes.
I'm convinced.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we know how we feel when we're cared for, so why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Yeah. All right. So so maybe each of you would take a little minute and consider what was your favorite insight of the day. And what was the assignment, Ashwini, you were telling me?
Well, we had two, which was what was your favorite insight of working meditation? And the other one was, is there any progress or insight you want to report on your koan from the first night and the fresh new perspective in terms of how you're working with it?
Remember that? So maybe just take a moment or so to look at those. Do dyads, or would that be nice? Yeah, that'd be nice. Okay. So if you feel like you've got something you'd like to talk about, find somebody you don't know and partner up with them. Be sure and take your recorder so that you can record your half. Door just opened.
There's two of them out there, though. I said, I'll put it up.
That's interesting.
And how come to an email? Shall we split someone up?
Well, who just came? I was there because Matthew was here and we had an odd number and he left. So, you have talked to each other before? No, you haven't talked to each other. Okay. Alright. So, decide who's going to go first and who's going to go second? All right, and if the recorder's ready, and person number one, if you would begin, please.
I'm going to do it.
Person number two, if you would begin, please.
So you beat me to it. I love working meditation. I love working meditation, being on top of working meditation. It's just the feel good energy. It's just too much. And the thing that I saw is that that my this is my partner, that my enthusiasm for working meditation far exceeds my body's ability to work and there's really no indication as I'm doing it, maybe getting a little bit tired or whatever, that that is what's happening. And it's really kind of keeping that in my awareness so that when I'm in the midst of it, that I take a break. I was trying to do a little bit more today than I might normally do, because tomorrow or a week, I know that it's going to have an effect. It's an interesting thing, because it's like, in the moment, I feel great. You know, there's adrenaline.
Did you just forever?
Is everything working, you know? And it's only through experience and remembering that experience that I can kind of check in and temper the output of the body.
Yeah, because part of it is that whatever we do for fitness, this is different. Mm-hmm. You know, just using completely different muscles and in different configurations, and so to keep in mind that, yeah, it feels great, and there's got to be some complaining.
Yeah, and for fitness, it's actually the same thing for me. I have to temper
control
it.
Yourself.
And the thing that I use as sort of my way of doing that is that, you know, I'll be in the midst of something else, and the thing I'll ask myself is what I'm doing right now going to make it impossible for me to do this thing tomorrow?
Can you hear down there? Yeah, okay. Yes.
And once again, if it's the first or tenth time I've done it, I might not know the answer to that. But as the years of it, yeah, you get the sense.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Jody?
I love working meditation. The monastery came to this retreat as soon as I read about, like, that's what we're going to do. I was like, yes, all right, I'm there. One of the things today was I was given the task of planting seeds, which is actually like my favorite thing to do almost, you know, definitely my thing, favorite thing to do in the garden, you know. And the funniest thing was that it made like a little depression, and then I was planting lettuce.
Oh, excellent. Very little seed.
Very tiny seeds.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as I would drop one in, and then the next one, and the next one, sometimes it, you know, I wasn't sure that I had dropped one in there. And so I had to like look, get down there, look real close, and see if there was a seed in there. And it was like I felt like I was peering into the world of the seed. You know, it was like dark, and I just felt like, you know, oh, we have something amazing in store for you.
Did you have a feeling the seed was saying the same thing?
Oh, yeah. Well, the seed that had sprouted, and then I had harvested earlier that day. And so there was that thing. And then there was also today, towards the end of the day, I happened to look at the Project Joy Transform Your Life assignment, right? And I was like, oh, the assignment. What was the assignment? And then I read it. It was like, be yourself all day as if no one's watching.
And I was like, fact, no one wants.
I got it. I don't, you know, I didn't even I wasn't even trying. But somehow it connects to this thing that was floating around, like conditioning, trying to get in and say that, like, tell me a story that there's like something essential about living or life that I don't get. Like, I just don't get it, or I don't understand it. And so my life is kind of this, it's kind of this less than life that's just going on, you know, in the absence of this something that would make it so much grander or something. And I was just, I don't know, the juxtaposition of those two things, like, it's almost like conditioning saying, like, you just don't get it. And I was going around, some of that was, you know, going on. I was getting sucked into that and coming back out of it. And then I looked to see kind of what I was supposed to be doing or what I was supposed to be getting. And it was just like habit. Right? Like without me having to even know what I
was trying.
Yeah. So just felt very rich in the end.
Mm-hmm. How perfect to have that story come up right when it did.
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it, with something like that? There's no evidence of that, is there? There's never been any evidence of that. It's just a story.
Well, I saw something similar when we were doing the mistake exercise. It's just a story that it was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the evidence is completely something different.
Yeah. You're a scientist, for God.
That's right.
All right, thank you. That's right.
So one of my favorite moments was standing around reading the kitchen policies and procedures. I swear that's a really rich document.
Mm-hmm.
But the line that stood out for me was something about how to put water in the dish tubs. That when you set the dish tub up for dishwashing, make sure that you add water. The temperature of the water is appropriate to the season, and mindful of drought conditions, and kind to the human. You know, it was just one of those moments of being completely gobsmacked, of just this is practice in action. This is life in action. That not only are we invited to do that, that it's something that we read every morning, that we pay attention to every day, and that we do so many times a day. It's that question. It is spirituality. I mean, God is peeling the potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that moment of that in the kitchen. And so the reference with which I created those dish tubs.
Yes, because it's for everything, right? It's for the people. It's for the planet. It's for the everything. It's included in how that's done.
Yeah, and it seems to be the invitation,
mm-hmm.
and to say yes to that invitation, to recognize what it mirrors in the deepest realms of what it calls forth.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels to me like. It's been working, it's been doing something small like that, that dish tub, or fixing that hose with the hot water from the thermos, or, you know, these really small tasks that I don't do very often, with that attitude, is what produces the miracle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the combination of, here's this thing, it's new, you don't do it that often, so... you're not inclined to sleep through it. You're also in an environment that really encourages you to be present, pay attention to what you're doing. And that combination of this thing and this presence and the miracle.
Yeah, and the miracle of bringing that attitude to what I was doing all day was related to my fresh perspective, which was birdsong.
Mm-hmm.
Because all day, I was going from one task to the next task to the rhythm of the song of the birds. Mm-hmm. And what I watched was the energy of just moving through each, being present and moving through every task without ever feeling that closed sense of I have too much to deal with in terms of input.
Mm-hmm.
And so it almost felt that the life was offering me an experience of what was possible for me as an expanded awareness of working.
Yeah, well, and I think that's why we love doing this. Because it's that same process. There's a way that we have of being. There's something that goes on in life, right? And we don't really notice it in particular because it's just. And then we get in this environment where everything becomes more spacious somehow, and we're more present because we're here to be more present. Now we can be more present on any day of our lives, right? But here we're expected, if we came here, to be more present, right? And so we have a chance to see these processes that are so much a part of our lives from this new perspective, through this new lens. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and to me, the miracle was that chipper going all day would have driven me crazy, because there's some input that I can't take, and how that going, and still to hear the bird song, and still to enjoy that process of working, was the proof that it didn't have to be that way elsewhere.
Yeah, that story is just a story.
Because
if you can be there with that chipper going, you can be there anywhere.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Rebecca. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I so love today too, and gosh, there's so much that I loved about it. But what I wanted to bring it back to the koan that I'm working with for this retreat is around moving from I to we, and there's something about really a lot of physical activity that I just vibrate at a different level.
Mm-hmm.
And I project that.
Can you hear people here down there?
Okay. And I project that's a lot of what we all love is the movement and the activity in the mind of meditation that is just some kind of wonderful frequency that we tap into and just get to zing, just kind of be so lit up.
Alive,
yeah. And so many things that really impacted me about this is just what Jodine said, that she signed up for a working meditation retreat and then it came out because she loves to come and work. You know, it's like, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that for myself, and I can still be darned impressed that other people do it because it's so, kind of not the norm. I don't know if that's true or not, but anyway, it's just impressive that people do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, it was before the retreat started, I was walking up to the building early in the morning, and I saw the monk who was assigned to breakfast in the apron and the cap, early before everybody else, getting breakfast, hot heating the water, and I was just so overcome with love and I don't know, love. And it's the same thing that I feel in this kind of retreat, with everybody just so showing up and
giving their best.
Yes, giving their best and stewarding this place that we all love so much, and stewarding a practice that we all love so much. Yeah. I've been using the prayer of St. Francis as a mantra for several months now, and it just occurred to me recently to start also praying it as a collective instead of singular, to make us a channel of your peace. And that's why I say it over and over, in the plural. It's true for this person too, but it seems gratifying to pray it for all of us.
And it's not a stretch to imagine that's a value for all of us.
Yeah, not at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really touching.
Thank you. Now, if anybody hated it, Don't be afraid of that. Beth.
I did not eat it.
Oh.
I just absolutely fantastic. I think this I'm sitting here struggling to remember my koan, and I have it in my book, and I'm like, I want to take it out, I want to look at it, and I want to be so attentive to what is going on here. So I have no idea what my koan was, but my insight for today was I have a body. Like, really? Like, there's not a separation.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've lived so much in the intellectualization and obviously conditioning of just, you know, I have a body, but I take it and it gets massaged, or I take it and we work out, or it works out.
I need to catch up on my reading while it works out.
Well, I have a physical trainer, so.
So no reading.
No reading, but we chat a lot. But it's still that place of, I'll do this for the body, you know, I'll do this with my body or with the body. And I feel like today, it was all integrated. It was all there. The experience, the body, that I am so sore. And it feels so good. I've used the body in a way that was with me as I was practicing, you know, spiritual practice and learning and listening and just being there. It's so hard to put into words.
But that sense that the energy is being used in a way that really benefits and supports the body. Instead of what the body often gets when we go around in life is tension or stress or anxiety or those kinds of things that are not, I project, as much fun for the body, not as pleasurable. So to be doing something with the body that the body can really enjoy, it just seems like such a kindness all around. Kind of like those tubs of water. You know, it's just for everybody.
Yeah, and for every muscle, for every joint. You know, I think what often happens is if I go mindlessly into a task, I use the same muscles over and over again, and they get fatigued, and then I'm sore and tired. But today it really felt like, oh, right, those are there. Those are very helpful.
And I can feel them.
And I can feel them. But anyway, it's just very, very grateful.
Mm-hmm. Very pleasurable.
Very pleasurable.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you really have to shout, okay?
I didn't hate it either. I agree with everyone that it's much fun a human being can have. And I was really taking in today just how much working meditation gives me an experience of being alive that without it, I don't think I would have had.
Well, it's that kind of that same thing, right? The body just goes along for the ride.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And this was really the body's show. It didn't require a lot of mind, but the body was really the star.
Yeah. And just truly, like, that, you know, you started off by talking about that whoosh where everything just happens and we all work and things get created and cared for. That, you know, it's one of those places of clearly seeing that, you know, left to my own devices or left to be alone with egocentric karmic conditioning self, hey, you know, what I would be working with would be depression, paralysis, inadequacy, like
overwhelm.
Yeah, and to have a structure that supports life to move in that way is giving me an experience of being alive.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To feel life animating the form.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that we can have that all the time.
Yes.
We don't have to. Doesn't have to be these special circumstances. Yes. That's to me what's so wonderful about this.
Yeah.
Kind of thing is that we realize, oh, I could always approach it this way.
Yes.
So whatever is happening.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So there's just such a huge thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know why, but this conversation or whatever, when I was talking with Matthew yesterday, I was telling him that it took us 10 years to build this building,
mm-hmm.
and that the building department told us when they signed off on it that they didn't think we would actually ever get it done. It just went on so long. But so, you know, like 10 years of that kind of endeavor. And here it is with every board being, you know, the windows, the doors, everything made from scratch. And the fun of that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, getting it done and the fun of that.
And you can feel it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like the feeling of today.
Yeah.
You can feel it in this building. Yeah. People who would say, I'm not that sensitive to that sort of thing, can feel it as soon as they get near this building. There's something magical about it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Jen, and then Sequoia.
Ditto to all of the above. I was so excited to see I was going to be on Garden Crew last night. And I love to weed. That's like one of my favorite things. So
welcome anytime.
Going in there and, you know, sorting out the plants and pulling out the, you know, the little grass. I love it. What was interesting for me was at meditation, how do I explain this? It was either being in my head or, in the evening meditation, or when I was in my body, when I was in my head, I wasn't aware of what was going on in my body. And when I switched to paying attention to my body, I was aching all over. So it's kind of interesting to see that when I'm in my head, I don't know what's going on in my body. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when you tuned into your body, you were in pain?
Every muscle was, you know, was sore, basically.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
One of my favorite moments was in a yoga class, and the yoga teacher, of course, was a lot about the body. And finally this woman said, "Why do you continue to assume that I want to be in my body?"
I guess it's just when you're in your head, you're just, or when I'm in my head, I'm just not aware of what's going on in my body. And it was such a shock almost to focus on my body and realize what was going on. Because when I was in my head, I wasn't feeling it at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how truly divorced we can become from our physical presence, right? In that
yeah,
way.
Right.
Just living up there in a world that has nothing to do with where I actually am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, one of my favorite moments was an attempt to get me to hate it. And I was in the kitchen and I heard this, I'm probably about 5 years old, "I want to be with the big kids." And then it was like, this is a lifelong process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wherever I am, there's always, you know, someplace better to do, better to be, and it was just so great. It was like, you know what, no, this is the best thing in the world to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was,
I get to feed
I get
all
to
these
feed.
Starving people.
Which is, which is actually something that this human really loves to do.
Yes.
And so, but you know, without catching that, it would have gone off into just a misery about.
They're all out there having fun, like stuck in here all by myself.
And so that was really fun, and it seemed just a good opportunity. Kind of in parallel with the Musings article too, with Martha and Mary. Mm-hmm. You know, because my Martha self is strong, and to just have that opportunity to kind of move into a little bit more Maryness and. Mm-hmm. And to just be present to what was there, the gift that I was, was given for that day. Mm-hmm. And just one last thing is boy, what a shift when I think about, just the monastic training. I'm totally in agreement with working just being the most fun that a person can be doing, which is. You know, my whole life was just conditioned to working at something that you just try really hard to get over.
Yeah.
You know?
Get out of a void.
You know, get to that, finally get old enough where you don't have to do it anymore. Yeah. You know? Right.
When I have my own house, I'm never going to do any of this kind of
thing. It's so destructive.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's one of those, it's kind of a the devil's propaganda machine, right? That life should be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Work is miserable. Mm-hmm. It's to be avoided. It's a necessary evil, right? You're probably going to have to do it, but it's okay to hate it. You should. If you're paying attention, you will. And the whole thing is just insane.
It's crazy because what's the alternative?
Exactly.
There,
television.
There just is no alternative. That it approaches anywhere near the fun. It's not even that. It's participation in life.
Yeah.
And just the aliveness. And what else would you do?
Yeah, we should call it something else. We really should.
Yeah.
Instead of working meditation.
It's got four-letter words that got attached to it.
Maybe it's participation meditation. Meditation in action.
Truly.
And then when they get here.
Maybe if we never used the word, they would never. They'd never get it down and better do it. And just the last thing is that, the miracle of seeing what can be, I don't know what can be done is the right term, but just what can be manifested in such a short period of time with a concerted effort.
Astounding.
It's astounding, and I think that a lot of that is, it's astounding, and it's more than just hands working together. Mm-hmm. It's a vision that's not being hijacked by a story.
Mm-hmm.
That this is like impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know that story, and I'm just to watch over and over again things that I would have like back at the drawing board, just have the idea drop in, and then have a conditioned mind come and say, mm-hmm. Are you kidding? Do you know what you have to do that? Da 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 da. Oh yeah, and just collapsing in the overwhelm of it. And to watch that not happen here over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. it's awesome.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I just want to say what a kindness it is to have had yoga twice yesterday. To like prepare us for today.
Do you think three times tomorrow maybe?
Well, I mean, it was amazing. It was so amazing because I did have trepidation about coming here and doing working meditation because I have such enormous tension and now I have such horrible inflammation in specific places, and like I had, you know, pain, just like someone stabbing my scapulas, like just even in sitting and like not even moving, like even, you know, with my shoulders relaxed. And so then having the yoga and then just being able to like have a day to kind of work out that, and then what a difference that made with doing the like activity today. I mean, I just, right, you know, it was a wonderful day. And
last night we got some encouragement that you probably remember that whatever your favorite restorative pose was, we could do it at night before. Mm-hmm. Might be a good one tonight, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean, I wanted to say that, but also, I mean, my favorite part too. I mean, one of my favorite parts was, I was so excited to get to work in the garden because I really, really miss gardening. But one of my favorite moments was washing those shelf boards and just like how much fun it was to wash those boards. And, you know, every time something came up about like what a bad job I was doing, like I saw it like immediately, just not having that conversation. Not
wash that board.
Yeah. Or like whenever it came up, like I noticed this like little like, you know, mm-hmm. instantaneous like sensation of feeling bad for like a thing, you know, of like doing a bad job, and then immediately it was like, wait, what was that? No, I don't need to. Gone. Done. Mm-hmm. Just done. And
again, that's one of those we can take everywhere in life, right? Not just washing boards out in the middle of the woods.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And just also, like, you know, the preference for gardening, like, I saw that it had made no difference what I was doing, whether it was washing the board or doing anything else. Like, it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so you're just there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cameron. Yeah, I wasn't here and I missed out.
We would see. You noticed that.
And those are all my favorite things too, getting outside and just really getting working, you know. It just feels so good to be outside, one. Number two,
especially on a day like
on a day
after
like
all this rain, and then
yeah. Mm-hmm. But I did have a working meditation of a different sort that helped me to see a process. So it started yesterday. I was going to my computer and I was looking for a particular picture, photograph that I knew was in there. That I have quite a number of them. Our technology holds a lot these days. So I'm going through these pictures, and it goes back years, right? So I'm seeing people, I'm seeing activities, I'm seeing places. It's just
memory lane.
Yeah, and so when I saw one that was particularly, that really touched me in a way, I just drag it off onto the desktop. Drag it off on the desktop. Well. that gave me the next job. And so today I was dealing with getting those ones on the desktop somewhere. And what I saw, though, the process I saw is that I was enjoying it immensely, you know. And some of the photographs were really beautiful, mm-hmm. of the monastery, of the garden, of the produce that came out of the garden, mm-hmm. and other places, things really pretty. And I was enjoying it immensely, but the process was, you know, you don't have time for this. This wasn't anything that was on my schedule to do. It's a big project. And there was this pull to get on with it, get done, you know. And here I was having a good time, and what I realized was I was having a good time. Now can I have a good time? You know, but
where am I going?
That has been a process that has taken life away from me so much that there's something else that you need to be doing, and you know, I get into something that's interesting to me or enjoyable, and because it's not what I was supposed to be doing, or you know, quote, or had, you know, projected, had it down somewhere that I was going to do, then I can't do it. And so I just said to heck with that, and I just spent a lot of time just going through these photographs and enjoying the heck out of it, and appreciating the full and rich life that this human has had.
Is having, not had.
I'm not dead yet.
Not only are you not dead yet, but it sounds like you just had a huge awareness about how to continue to have an even larger, more.
Yes, and I've been noticing that more lately, and I think it's, you know, getting older and having realizing, you know, there's not forever at this, you know. But I've been doing that more, just finding myself getting interested in something and just going for it, you know, even though it doesn't match the program for the day. And it really feels good. It feels like a very kindness to the human to let her enjoy or to follow up on.
Well, because why not?
Why not?
I mean, that's the crazy part, right?
So it is crazy.
There are times in our lives when maybe we don't have a lot of time because, you know, you've got to be at work at 7 and you've got to dance afterwards, and you've got to make dinner and do laundry and all that sort of stuff. And then that's not the case.
Yeah.
And that same kind of insane pressure is going on. And if there's no, it's
because
your life.
It's
you can do anything you want to do.
That's right. Because it's a process that has been in place. And it has become a habit.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so, yeah, that's the kind of habit. Well, I guess, yeah, that's just not the kind of habit that bears, it's good to break.
You know, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to nix those.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was my working meditation.
Because it's twofold, isn't it? It's that habit and that orientation. But it's also what's underneath it, as you said, is it's not okay to enjoy yourself.
Exactly, yeah.
Not like there really is anything else that you should be doing. The point is,
yeah,
you don't get to enjoy yourself.
It's the duty, responsibility karma. Mm-hmm. And if you're not doing something that
you really don't want to do,
that's
probably for somebody else,
yeah.
Then really, you're the wrong person.
Yeah, so we're working on that one.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
Tom.
Well, yes, I it was just really exciting, and I had no idea that you could have so much fun, you could see cleaning and stuff. You
know. Who knew?
Yeah,
the fun we could have had cleaning for all of these years.
And there are lots of, you know, really sort of priceless moments throughout the, you know, and you know, I'm really making a point of recording them all because probably tomorrow it's going to start out how bad it was, so don't forget that. But it was a big thing for me to participate, and it wasn't kind of what I was doing, it's what we were doing, and got a sense of I was just a part of it. This is me and this is what I'm doing, I'm just contributing to that. And there were loads of things all day, but I mean, one of the things was that a tree was planted, and I just thought that was really planting a tree in the bottom of the speaker. Because it'll be there, won't it? For people, you know, in years to come, hopefully for the time. It might even be there, you know, longer than I live. And people can come here and benefit from that. And I'm was very sort of touched by that, mm-hmm. to be able to contribute to something that will be there for people in years to come.
Well, I love what you said, that there's a big difference between those things that are up to me, mm-hmm. versus I'm a part of this whole thing that's happening. And my job is just to participate and be a part of everything that's happening. It's not that egocentric, it's up to you, you've got to do it right, don't make a mistake, there's so much, all of that kind of pressure thing that can happen to us when we're not a part of something.
Yeah, so it was good not to have to sort of think about things, mm-hmm. and you just sort of...
Yeah.
But conditioning is there trying to think about it all the time. but that's a place where sort of it's like there's no pressure because you just somebody tells you what to do and you mm-hmm. just do it and not having to think about things.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think what you're indicating is that's not a given, right? This still wants to do the same process even though it's obvious that it's completely unnecessary because somebody asks you to do something and explains how to do it, and there really isn't any need for this, yet it too wants to participate.
Well, yes, that's what I was saying. There's no place for it here, but he kind of wants to muscle in and get in on the action kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I really wanted to do, and I was enjoying it. And conditioning was trying to sort of appropriate, you know, get in there. And,
mm-hmm.
And I suppose the clarity I had was that if there are things that I really want to do in life, conditioning's got to be out of the picture. You know, mm-hmm. I won't mm-hmm. be able to do.
It's a wonderful habit to develop, isn't it? To see it, try to muscle in like that, mm-hmm. and just be able to know.
So many fun moments today. One was, I've been catching on to this tiny little, it's basically this still small voice that just comes up and it just sounds like, mm-mm. And just this sense of like, there's something not right about that. So it came up this morning around something that, around communicating something. And it was just that, and it was that, it's like, I'm so trained to listen to that now, that I stopped to look at it, which just, that right there in itself is so joyful, mm-hmm. it's so joyful, and so I just looked at it.
On so many levels, right?
Yeah.
Because it's just, you really have to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to really be there in a situation that it, conditioning is really invested in you missing.
Really invested. And it takes years of not enjoying the consequences. You know?
Yeah.
And I mean, which just points to there are no mistakes.
Yes.
Because it's like we go through what we go through, and if we, and also, I guess I'm saying this a lot because it sounds very, very familiar, but the when we pay attention to everything enlightens. So each one of those times is not a mistake. It builds up to that, I'm not overriding that. That's the calibration, mm-hmm. that puts me in the life that this person wants to live,
mm-hmm.
not this.
Yes.
And so I just, when I stopped and looked
out of the karma into the incarnation.
Yes, oh,
that's
very good.
Oh, that could be a t-shirt.
Out of the karma and into the incarnation. That's very good. That's very good.
Thank you. The person who said that is very, very close to enlightenment.
So when I stopped to look, I realized there was a process of, quote, being helpful. And then what dropped in was just this, it made me giggle. It was so helpful and simple.
Oh, there's the application for helpful.
Exactly. What it was, it's never helpful to be helpful. It's only helpful to be present.
Uh-huh.
Just fine. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Another
because it just meant so much. It's like one of those light flashes before you. Right. It's never helpful to be helpful. Mm-hmm. It's only helpful when I'm here.
Yes.
And being helpful is all about me. And that's what that communication was. It just was so, the person I'm going to communicate with clearly, if they had needed that piece of information, would have elicited it. I mean, it was just layered down for the, you know.
Exactly.
So the other one I loved was that I've been looking a lot over the last few months at what I've been calling victim karma, just seeing little things everywhere that just kind of suck the energy and, you know, whatever.
Can you people hear down there? Yeah? June, can you hear? Sort of? Almost?
Okay. And so I realized at a certain point that we have this new-to-us truck. And so because of the description of the truck, when it was given to us, I realized I was afraid of it. So I saw that. So I said, no, you know, I'm learning how to drive that truck. And so it wasn't until halfway through today that I realized, oh, that happened. Right? It wasn't even because today was the first day I drove that truck. So when life said, basically, you're driving a truck today, there was just a complete, oh, okay. And I realized that was when Ashwin gave his assignment just now to look back at your column, your whatever, that was the one. Is the thing of, oh, I can't do this. It's, you know,
why me?
The victim.
Why do I have to do this?
And that the
why do I have to drive the big truck?
And then here she comes down the road. And I knew we would be challenged to get her out of that truck.
And you know, for that very reason.
Tomorrow, we'll have to be building a little parking pad next to her hermitage.
Why are you driving my truck? but just that, the energy that's freed up in not being willing to be what this says I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that small life.
Mm-hmm.
That then avoiding all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, it's just, that is so joyful.
Mm-hmm.
That is so joyful. Yeah.
And it's part of that conversation that we keep having of the realization that every moment is a gift.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, there's that giant truck, and I'm afraid of it, and
mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there's something here for me, so here we go.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And one of my other favorite moments was that just tonight in group, that image, I just went right there of the seed being planted.
Mm-hmm.
And when in the conversation I think you said the sea probably had that experience too. I just pictured this giant eyeball.
Minuscule
sea. Huge, like beautiful glass colored, you know, kind of thing. And just that thing is going to turn into a lettuce.
That, yeah, it just, it's mind-boggling.
It can't even be.
It's so tiny.
I mean, you line up all the seeds. So we talk about this regularly, but it truly is astounding. All the seeds we have, like, on a table. And there's no way, I mean, unless you're the gardener and do it all the time, you'd have any, that one's going to be a beet, and that's going to be a celery, and that's going to be...
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's just truly astounding.
Great. Part of what's astounding is everything in the garden could be lined up on the table as a seed. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Everything in the garden should be on one table as a seed.
Yes.
Astounding.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and not take up the whole table.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. A couple of things that were just very moving to me today was I love these kind of retreats because it always feels like I always think of them as a Santa's workshop experience. know that all the elves are doing their job, and these elves are doing this job, and these elves are doing this job, and these elves are doing this job, and there's that sense of participation in so many ways all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's this energy that just pervades the place.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that, two other things about the garden today for me. One was that it is so clear to me that the garden is a Sangha garden.
Mm-hmm.
And often when there's just one or two of us out there working, it can feel, I'm aware that it's a Sangha garden, but it's so powerful to see Sangha in the garden,
mm-hmm.
to see physically it be a Sangha garden.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing about, the seed, the thing that the seed is going to live if you give it the chance.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to.
Mm-hmm.
And so another thing, the garden looks pretty good right now. And about 5 years ago, you and I both said, this garden's a disgrace, we should shut it down. And what I think happened is it wouldn't do it.
It wouldn't give up on us.
It wouldn't give up on us.
Mm-hmm.
And it has come back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like that. It's like, I have a sense that the garden wouldn't quit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to go with it.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah.
Just like when we finally decided to get enough rain water storage to get through the summer.
Larry can water and say
20,000 gallons.
That's
I just want to put in a plug for riding the back of the big truck. Especially if you're standing up and holding on to the rails. Because the view from up there is astounding. Especially now, and if you bend your knees as you're going over the ditches, it's
surfing.
That's awesome.
Yes, we can offer rides. I'm a fundraiser. All right. Well, thank you again, really, truly, and maybe all of us do a little restorative before we go to bed tonight, huh? We might find those muscles that yesterday we didn't know were there.
Sherry, one, two things. Just one more. We're gathering before we walk to our hermitages.
Oh, okay. Now, what is that like? Because, did other people have a chance to shower or do something like that? Or I hate to be personal, but do people need more time than...
Yes, I went in and brushed my teeth last night, and I came out, and it was dark everywhere. So I put on my big girl shoes and walked to my hermitage. I walked out a few times.
I see.
There was a miscommunication somewhere. So is it okay?
I wonder if it'd be helpful to name the times again, because I think we had scheduled two departure times again. The first one left at that 15-minute mark, so that the person knows they can catch the second one. We didn't have specific times.
Okay.
Last night, like all right. The first time.
So what would be helpful in terms of times? Is that?
I heard 9.
9? Oh, okay. 9 o'clock? Bus leaving at 9?
Could we?
Is there one before?
Yes, could there be one before 4?
Again, 8:45.
8:45 and 9 o'clock?
8:50.
You can do the 9?
Mm-hmm. I can do the 8:50 then.
8:45. 8:50? Did you change it?
I did, yeah.
Oh, you changed it.
I heard a vote for 8:50.
Oh, is it?
8:50
and
9. If there's just two people kind of walking down together, how do we sort that out?
Yeah. But what is the question?
Well, is we're not being, it's just two of us kind of.
Yeah, because if there are two of you together, chances are whatever is out there would not be interested in you. Because you know. Like, I like to go, if I'm by myself, first of all, I like to turn a recording on.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like I have company. And then I like to do this with the flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just looked like a really big active thing is going on there.
I deliberately crush into bushes to make it sound like I'm really, really big.
Yeah.
Very big bear.
Yeah. The biggest bear out there. So these are just a few tips. And then it will entertain you all the way through, too. So there's that.
I don't think there was a schedule posted, but it's...
Somebody's got her hand up, so that might be next on the bucket.
We're going to be very zen. We're not going to post a schedule, because tomorrow's going to be a day of surprises. But we do know that the first activity is 7:30 and then 8 o'clock breakfast. And 9 o'clock is the radio show. So that part...
Till 9:30, we're set.
9:30, we're set. After that, please look at the notice board.
All right. Thank you. There's the first challenge, huh? All right, we all got off the floor. Doing good.